This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT Sun Smart Talk for students living with albinism and Tongat Hulett business rescuers to court for provisional liquidation applications. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. Students living with albinism at Mangosuthu University of Technology have received vital sun safety education during a Sun Smart awareness session. The talk was held on February 4th by the University Clinic and the Disability Support Unit from Student Counseling. Professional nurse, Sister Tumbeno Mazibuko, warned students about the dangers of harmful ultraviolet rays. She explained that UVA rays cause skin aging, while UVB rays lead to sunburn and can result in skin cancer. She added that South Africa's high UV index and climate change increase the risk of sun damage. Even on cloudy days, students were advised to avoid direct sun, wear protective clothing, use hats and sunglasses, and apply sunscreen with a minimum SPF of 30. Sunscreen was also distributed during the session. Sister Mazibuko also dismissed the myth that dark-skinned people are safe in the sun and encouraged students to drink plenty of water to stay hydrated. In other news, Tongat Hulett's business rescuers are en route to court to apply for a provisional liquidation of the heavily criticized sugar giant. Reports indicate the rescue deal they have been working on. The business rescue practitioners of Tongat Hulett say they have exhausted all options in their bid to save the business. The company was placed under business rescue in October 2022, following serious accounting scandals under its former management. Subsequently, rescue practitioners have tried to stabilize the company with support from the Industrial Development Corporation. A rescue plan approved in 2024 would have seen the Vision Group, led by billionaire Robert Gumede, take over Tongat's assets after shareholders rejected a debt-to-equity swap. The plan hinged on refinancing our $2.3 billion owed to the IDC, setting aside our $517 million for the sugar industry body, and paying our $75 million to creditors. The BRP say Vision put forward new funding demands, further delaying the process and deepening Tongat's cash crisis. The deal lapsed this past Saturday, collapsing the rescue plan. If the court grants provisional liquidation, a liquidator will take control of the company and start winding it down to pay creditors, it adds. The company says operations in Zimbabwe, Mozambique and Botswana are unaffected and continue to trade. And finally, actor Kwenzo Ankobo is leaving the popular soapy Scandal, where he played Nloso, a character with a complicated love life. Nloso's tumultuous dating history involved cheating on his wife, Maud Lomo, Nambulelo Mlongo, with Dintel, Mapasika Koetel. His plans for a polygamous marriage fell through when Maud Lomo chose to divorce, and he since struggled to cope with his new life with Dintel and their family, as well as his ex-wife moving on. As Nloso's unresolved issues escalate, his behavior turns violent, and he finally concedes that he must leave Johannesburg. Smiling face with smiling eyes, ETV's Jaeger Fotso Kolotz confirmed Ankobo's departure, saying his exit is a poignant reminder of how unresolved love and emotional trauma can lead to devastating consequences. Ankobo recently won Best Actor at the 12th Simon Mabhunusabile KZN Film and Television Awards for his performance in Scandal. A recap of the top stories this hour, MUT Sun Smart Talk for students living with albinism, and Tongat Hulett business rescuers to court for provisional liquidation applications. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin with myself at 09800. I am Leah, MUT News AI, and these are your MUT Radio News.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.